This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Inspiration time on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, who's very inspirational. Victoria Keelan, also the presence of Jay Kirshner is missed. Her mind is working, however, back and forth. She's communicating with us. That's cool. The thought for the day today is the mind is like a car battery. It recharges by running it and using it. You find that to be the case, ladies? Don't you like it when your mind is working and you're thinking about things and you're making it? I just find it kind of cool. The mind.
I hate to dissent, but I actually think that my mind works better after I've rested it for a little while. You know,
really?
Put it back on the charging station and just let it relax for a second. Yeah.
So that's you had 3 or 4 days to yourself, and that's how you feel? Is that what you're telling us? Kind of?
Yeah, except I've noticed when I come back, this is kind of weird. I do a lot of radio programs, this one and one in Los Angeles, another one in the Inland Empire, and I noticed that when I come back from a vacation, it's almost like you get a little flabby in your brain. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like when you miss, because I'm so programmed to like pound these radio shows out. I'm like, bam, 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 bam. So when I take a couple of days off, it's like, I don't know, you just feel like you're just a little off your mark, but it's all right. Maybe it's
no one notices on this show.
Inward feelings, right?
What is that supposed to mean? Nobody
notices.
Because
we've all had those moments. Yeah. I mean, Doug was high on Benadryl on Monday. And I was like, I had 90 margaritas the night before, so I was exhausted and forgot that you weren't here, Jen, and you were having glasses of wine with your mom. It was a mess.
So I want to know, when you were up in California wine country, what was the face mask scenario? When you went into all these places, people had masks on or not? And was it comfortable or uncomfortable?
Every establishment is a little bit different, but by and large, the rule is, and the way wine tasting is now, you know, you used to go inside and kind of crowd around the tasting bar and all of that, and now that they can serve wine indoors again, they are, but most people are liking being outside because the weather is really nice right now.
Yeah.
It's 70,
beautiful.
80 degrees, you know, everybody wants to be outside.
Yeah.
And so now these wineries that have spent the money kind of retrofitting their outdoors, that's what they're focusing on. So for most of our tastings, you arrive with your mask, and then when you sit at your table, you just take it off. And most people, because it's outdoors, you know, you might see a few people walking back and forth to the car without a mask. Some people do, some people don't. I mean, it was, I didn't feel like there was a lot of mask shaming in either direction going on. Like, nobody seemed to be crazed if you had it on, if you didn't have it on. The only thing, there was one winery, and it was actually the worst one. I probably shouldn't name it, but it's called Black Cat.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
And we went there just because I had never been before. I've driven past this place a million times, like my whole life, and I had never been featured in Sideways. And they were, like, really up to code. Like, the lady had, like, a full plexiglass thing in front of her. You had to walk in and do the pouring. And when I made a comment, some guy was in there without his mask on. And so he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was just walking in. And she's like, you need to leave right away. And I said, it's okay. I'm coming in and out. I said, I've already had it. It's okay. And she goes, well, are you vaccinated? And I said, no, I've already had it. And she's like, well, you should take one for the team. And I was like, okay, lady, give me my wine so I can get out of here.
Wow. Business owner who's like trying to give you unsolicited advice.
Well, I don't know if she was the owner, but she was definitely someone who worked there. And I'm like, dude, this is my fourth winery. Like, let me get out of here so I can just go sit with my mom outside, please.
All right, I want to find out where Los Angeles is finally. The rest of the country seems to be getting all their youngsters back to school. The usual teachers union problems in Los Angeles, have they been settled and solved, or are we still playing the same stupid game with these people?
The same stupid game. And, you know, the Biden administration took some criticism this week because the AFT, which is second largest teachers union, American behind the UCLA. Yeah. They were consulted with Biden's administration on how to reopen schools. And a lot of people are going, wait a second. We should be consulting the science, not necessarily the schools. And this was the CDC that had emails back and forth with the teachers union after the CDC had said it's safe for kids to go back to school. Then there was this consultation back and forth with the AFT. And that's when there was kind of a hold put on the messaging from the administration where Biden said, yeah, we'd like to have kids back in school. And so, again, for people, if you were, I know it's like our desire to make everything political. We need to really realize that this is a matter of people's health, right? This is a public health thing. This is not necessarily a politics thing. And if we could focus on that, I think there would be so many more people who buy into it and trust. I mean, remember what we've heard. We heard from Democrats they would not take the vaccine because it was Trump's vaccine. Now we're hearing from Republicans, well, we're probably not going to take the vaccine because we don't trust the government. Right. It's the Biden administration. It's like, enough already. Like, let's realize that people have feelings, whatever they do about vaccines that probably go way beyond this particular one, that probably expand to multiple vaccines, distrust of big pharma. I mean, there are many issues that people have, and we have to figure out how to deal with this non-politically, and it does not mean that we should be consulting unions. I mean, this is why people are going nuts about the schools, because
the unions
kids
are
go back to school,
responsible these days
the
for a lot of problems. The whole business about infrastructure, that's all the union. Point your finger right at the unions when it comes to that stuff.
So to answer your questions, in Los Angeles, kids can go to school. It's optional for three hours a day.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to something we talked about last week after the Biden speech, which was 2 hours long. What a snooze fest. Then
it was
Tim Scott.
65 minutes.
Well, but it was.
You
like
keep
two
saying.
Hours.
Well, but you keep saying. You didn't watch it anyway, so at least get the facts straight.
Okay, so the fact is that after he was done boring the country, Tim Scott got up and presented the Republican point of view, which wasn't much more exciting, frankly. And so now there's. I admitted on the air, I didn't know Tim Scott was black. That stuff doesn't make any difference to me. So here's this guy in Texas who calls him an Oreo. And I guess we can figure out what that means, if there is a meaning.
Black on the outside, white on the inside.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, how, you know, do these people think there is
Tim Scott was subject to a lot of racism after his speech. I mean, Joy Reid went on TV on MSNBC and said that he wasn't really black. He was a disgrace. She was embarrassed of him as like be a black person. You had, Joy Behar and Sonny Hoyston on The View going crazy about him. A lot of Democrats and a lot of people on social media, more than Democrats, just trolls on social media, went after him. In fact, Uncle Tim was trending, which is a racial slur. Uncle Tom, a play on his name.
Yeah.
And Twitter, it took like 12 or 16 hours for them to even take that down. They let it trend for that long. And so now there's an official in Texas. He happens to be a Democrat. He called Senator Scott an Oreo on Twitter last week. And because of the backlash surrounding it, his name's Gary O'Connor. He had to resign this week. Yeah, and he should. I mean,
good.
Just because you don't agree with them, it doesn't mean, you know, I mean, let's talk about reverse racism here. You know, it's like, just because a black person feels a certain way doesn't mean he's not black, as Joe Biden said.
I'm chuckling.
Disagree.
All right, we got to move fast because there are a lot of things here. Eric Garcetti is ambassador to India. So how does that mean? Get rid of him. Get him the hell out of
Bye.
L.A.
Eric Garcetti is the mayor of Los Angeles. And he was one of the big like leaders for the Biden campaign during the campaign. And so everyone thought he was promised a cabinet position. And then according to Eric Garcetti, and I think he just didn't get it, he was supposed to be transportation secretary, but they gave it to Mayor Pete, who was more valuable to Biden at the time because he dropped out of the race. Yeah, well, he was
smarter.
He dropped out of the race to give Biden the free pass.
He's Victoria, to piggyback on that statement, he's not only is Mayor Pete a lot smarter than Garcetti, but it was a smarter choice to use. Both of those things apply there. Garcetti is a moron. And just, I mean, how these lightweights get elected to some of these important positions.
Well, I think it's
shows
pretty
you
telling. if that's where they're sending him.
To India.
Although India's a high-power ambassadorship. I didn't realize that.
Really?
India's a big one. And so this will be a reward for him. But it's also, I think, really indicative of where California is. As far as dark blue as California is, there is a lot of pushback right now. We're recalling the governor. We're in the midst of recalling both the very, very liberal district attorney in Los Angeles and the district attorney in San Francisco. And I think, Garcetti sees the writing on the wall, like, wait a second, homeless that stinks, we shut down businesses. Literally, they're arresting some guy who tried to open his business during the pandemic. I mean, He also
doesn't want to deal with the backlash that's already starting about the Olympics too, right?
Yeah, so and there's the Olympics. He's also got the highest member of his inner circle is being investigated for, he happens to be a gay man who has been forcing himself on other gay men in the circle that Garcetti runs in. So,
yeah, Garcetti, India never looked so good.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, and I say, you know what? I think my tweet yesterday was, India's loss is our gain.
So how is Cinco de Mayo celebrated in L.A.? It's Mexican Independence Day.
It's not. It's not Mexican Independence Day. That's the biggest myth. It's not.
I thought it was.
No, everyone thinks it is. It's not.
So
there's a million articles today that are saying, no, it's not Mexican Independence Day. It's just Cinco de Mayo.
So what is the reason that...
I don't even think they celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico, do they? I mean, unless they're just in tourist area.
I call it Mexican St. Patrick's Day, because if you go back to the actual country, like Ireland or, you know, Mexico, it has a very different meaning, and it's not just an excuse for Americans to get drunk, but that's what Cinco de Mayo
Mexicans to get drunk instead. So
and
what
typically,
is
typically, to answer your question, in L.A., it's typically a big deal, but it's not going to be as big a deal because the bars are still not really open. Some of them that serve food are, but it's still, you know, even though we're coming into the lowest tier now, it's not. There aren't a lot of the traditional places that people would go open for celebration.
Right. It's just another way to have a big old time, I think, right? Much as anything else. Woohoo! Let's celebrate Cinco. I never understood that. Today's my father. Well, I don't know whether today is my father's birthday or yesterday was, because he was an orphan and nobody ever knew. Although Tony, my wife, found his birth certificate after a lot of work. And it was very fun. Quick story. Tony and my father never got along. He, for whatever the reason, didn't like her. I don't know why, but it was always a matter of it was a problem between us. At any rate, she, as he got older in life, I think it was his 88th birthday, maybe, she always came. We always, even though we were divorced, we always spent our family holidays together. So she went to the trouble of finding his birth certificate. It took her 2 weeks to do it, but it was the nicest thing. My father broke down and cried, and I never saw him cry at all. And it was like how to move on, you know, how to forgive. He looked at her, and she looked at him, and I can still, you know, I think about it, and it's one of those emotional things, the two of them looking at each other without saying anything. But he realized how wrong he had been, you know, how superficial he had been in not liking her to the point. I still have the birth certificate here. Pretty amazing.
So was his birthday today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, but we always celebrate it on May 4th for whatever the reason, because he didn't know what his birthday was. Mother died when he was a kid. Father ran off and married somebody else. He was an orphan, didn't know what his birthday really was. Imagine, though, going through life and not knowing when your birthday is.
My uncle, that just happened to my uncle a couple of years ago, my dad's youngest brother, who still lives in Ireland and was born there, and the records were just, you know, kind of a mess, and he thought forever his birthday was Cinco de Mayo, but it's actually the 6th of May, and he just found that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was one day off.
Amazing.
Some people find out they're a year away, that they're a year off, and they're a year older or younger than they think they are.
Mm-hmm. Another day older, deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me? He goes, I don't know. Remember that? You don't know that song 16 times.
I don't know
times.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, well, look it up. All right, Phil, you can find it and play it after you do a couple of things like play a commercial, 20 after the hour.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You load 16 tons. What did you get? Another day
older and deeper in debt.
St. Peter, don't you call me, because I can't go. I own my soul to the company store.
Do, 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 do. This is culture personified, Victoria. Yeah, this is the old Tennessee Ernie Ford song, 16 Tons, which was the most popular song. Probably, I'm going to guess, Phil, is it 59? Somewhere in there, 58, 59, if I'm not mistaken. You can't see it on the thing yet, all right. So anyway, we were singing somehow or other, I got off onto that tangent, and I said to Victoria, have you ever heard this song? And of course she said, no.
Nope.
And nope. And so Phil, who's pretty good in musical circles, he's a musician himself, and he has all of the lyric lines and tunes in his head. He's as bad as I am.
Yeah, he's an enabler, is what he is.
Yeah.
Phil. He's,
yeah. Nice going, Phil. All right, so let's see. What do we have here? We've got Terry Bradshaw ripping Aaron Rodgers. As far as trending is concerned, we'll find out why that's going on right after this.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to a half a $1 million in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
All right, let's get into this Terry Bradshaw thing, Victoria.
Yeah.
What do you make? He said he was pissed off the way Aaron Rodgers was handling his argument with the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And so now what is...
Terry Bradshaw is always a character, right?
So he
never minces words. He appeared on WFAN on Moose and Maggie, and he basically just said, you know, for Aaron Rodgers to be upset. So the backstory here, in case you're not following this, is Aaron Rodgers, you know, as longtime quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, he wanted to have a say in the NFL draft and who the team picks. They instead he wanted to get the top wide receiver pick. And instead, Green Bay went and drafted the number one pick, a quarterback. So that sends a message to 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers that, hey, we got this new hotshot here. And Aaron Rodgers obviously was upset by that. Tom Brady, you know, a lot of other people. So Terry Bradshaw saying, oh, shut up and just retire already and go do Jeopardy. But, you know, a lot of other quarterbacks who are at that level, at that elite level, they do have a say when it comes to, you know, their opinion is valuable to the team. Hey, I really need more protection in the pocket, or I really need a wide receiver that, you know, that I can go long to. There are, to completely ice Aaron Rodgers out after all these years, I understand why he has beef. But, you know, Terry Bradshaw is always going to be funny with the one-liners.
All right, a couple of comments from listeners on our social media, at DJV Show. The best Star Wars movie, let's see, Liza says The Attack of the Clones. J.D. Van Cleef says I like Revenge of the Sith. Joanne Hahn said the first three that came out. I think that maybe the second three weren't as good. I think you're right about that, Joanne. But they're all good. Depends on anything Star Wars associated with me, anyway, is A-okay. But, yeah, there were some that were better. The first one was really something in 1977. It was fabulous. 28 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot Tuesday evening in an ambush-style attack while responding to a 911 call, where a gunman opened fire on officers as they knocked on the door. Officer Brian Sherman was shot in the upper left arm as he and other officers responded to a setup call. Amid reports, a woman was shot inside the home. The suspect took his own life at the scene. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was found guilty in the murder of George Floyd, is asking for a new trial. 10 issues have been raised by his defense lawyer. Change of venue and sequestering the jury requests were denied by the court. Also, new evidence regarding juror number 52, Brandon Mitchell. He may have lied to the court about opinions about police before the trial. Photos reveal Brandon at a BLM rally in D.C. wearing a Get Off My Neck t-shirt. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The great state of Texas is wide open without any COVID-19 restrictions, and science is revealing COVID cases continue to fall in the Lone Star State. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brett Garrard believes that's an achievable goal. The former HHS Assistant Secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
National Geographic is reporting the 7-day average of new COVID-19 cases in the United States has declined 21% from last week. 11 days after the National Football League draft, the league will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams. The 2021 schedule will be released on Wednesday, May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here. Jay has a problem connecting with the rest of the world down in Nashville. And Jennifer's gone on to her other stead at Carole in Los Angeles. So we have this Facebook thing, Victoria, which we should spend a minute talking about before we go off to the farm. So what is going on? What's the latest hoopla?
Well, the Facebook Oversight Board is going to announce their long-anticipated decision today. It's the fate of former President Trump's Facebook account. So his Facebook and Instagram account, as we all know, were famously suspended indefinitely. And so the decision on this, whether or not he's allowed to be back on these platforms, this is very contentious, as you can imagine. It's also pretty historic, and Facebook itself isn't even making the decision. They have an oversight board that's kind of like the Supreme Court of social of Facebook, and so they're letting them make the decision.
Think of that concept. Think about that in real time. This is how influential social media is and all of this, but there is an oversight board for Facebook, made up of whom? Who's
on
it?
That's a good question. That's an excellent question. I don't know.
And how did they get there?
That's another good question.
Thank you.
So this is something that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want his fingerprint on in any way. Because if you make the decision to let Trump back, then a lot of people are going to be upset. If you continue with your decision to not let him back on forever, then there's another group of people that are really upset by that. So the decision today is actually the reason that it's such a monumental decision is because this will most likely set very important precedents for all of social media, not just Facebook, not just Instagram, but this could ripple through, you know, even all the way to Clubhouse, which is not even public yet.
See, this is something that's been a part of your life pretty much for most of your life. When I look back at my life...
I would say half my life, yeah.
Yeah, well, in my life, this stuff is just, it's kind of, it's so recent, it doesn't, when you, I understand how important that is to a lot of people. When I think about it, I think, who cares?
I know, right? Why,
yeah, I mean, what?
It's the implications, really.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Really looking
under
at,
the
yeah.
circumstances. All right, I want to change our focus to something that's much more pleasant, much more fun, much more engaging. As most of you know who listen to any of my programs, Michael Harrison and I have been friends for a long time. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and as such, we do the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week that's heard on many of these, if not most of these same stations. And Michael, before becoming a talk person, was a very well-known, big-time disc jockey in the rock era in New York and Los Angeles. He has quite a reputation. Maybe that doesn't sound quite right. He has a long list of accomplishments. How's that, Michael? Is that better?
That's very nice of you to say. I want to just say one very, very quick thing. 30 seconds, and we'll get back to what we're talking about. That oversight board is very interesting, and it's made up of people that basically Zuckerberg has appointed that are considered experts on social media norms. And it's a device. Victoria was absolutely right. It's a device to sort of divert.
Distance blame. Him.
Yeah.
Right. But he owns it.
He oversees
your
prints.
I just wanted to point that out.
Well, that's a good. Maybe we should continue that or extrapolate this. Not today necessarily, but on the countdown.
Exactly.
I think it would be very.
Oh, definitely, it's going to be a big story, a huge story. But yeah. Victoria was absolutely right in her implication, and I just wanted to put my own little word in there. It's stuff we deal with.
Right.
But
it is.
No. My background goes back to the days of album rock. And you say I was a big DJ.
AOL, wasn't it?
AOR. Album-oriented rock. One of the things I did back in the day was I was not just a DJ. I was the managing editor of Radio and Records.
Right, that I remember, yeah.
And I was a program director of major stations. So I was very involved in the design of what's now called classic rock, but it's before it was classic. It was when it was current. Mm-hmm. And it was a very exciting time in radio. And when I was back in my very young days, I was one of the youngest, if not the youngest, full-time morning hosts on a major New York City radio station.
WNEW-FM.
Yeah, and at that time, we used to play, we had our own playlists. Every DJ was sort of like a musical guru, mm-hmm. and we would pick...
You picked your own music.
We were like, presenters. Mm-hmm. And there was a group in New York called Gun Hill Road, a group of guys, a trio, from Westchester. They named themselves after a major boulevard in the Bronx, Gun Hill Road, an iconic street there. And they had two albums that were gigantic hits on that kind of radio. And they had a very big hit single that's sort of iconic today. It's called Back When My Hair Was Short. And it's sort of like universally loved. And they have a cult following that has followed them over the years. And these guys have been together for 50-some-odd years while going about their other lives, you know, in business and in television and other things. But Gun Hill Road has remained a group, and I've remained friends with them. They had a monstrously successful album back in 2014 called Every 40 Years. And I wrote the liner notes on that, and they sold out a concert at the Bitter End in the Village, which is a place they used to play back in the day. They were considered the best opening act in New York in the early 70s, which was a hell of an accomplishment because some of those acts they opened for were the biggest stars of all time.
Yeah.
And now there's a new album, and I'm a member of the group. I'm actually a member of the group. The album is called What Year Is This? It was recorded by Zoom in the 2020 pandemic year. And to get to the point, I wrote a song with them. I wrote the words and contributed a bit to the music. They wrote the music, and it's called I Know You're Real. And it's about the relationship between humans and animals, and on a broader level, it's the relationship between humans and each other and the universe. It's sort of the spiritual stuff that you often get into and are very interested in. It's not religious. It's not, you know, sectarian. It's just a broad based view of
it's thinking. It's about what's important, and that's you and I have had a great relationship over the years, and I'm more out there with some spirituality than you are, and I'm also more out there with animals and the farm and stuff. But there's a video that goes with this. Before we talk about that, I want people to hear the song. Your disdain, we premiered or previewed this record on the Countdown show about a month ago. But it's time for it to find its place on the DJV program. I'm not sure Victoria has heard it, and I'm sure many people in the audience have not heard it. This is a fabulous song. It's a tearjerker for me, called I Know You Are Real. Michael Harrison and Gun Hill Road.
I know you're real.
We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree of to be. We think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. My eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind. In the same melody, singing in nature's sweet harmony. All of our spirits are here. We are grains on the same golden beach. The light is not out of reach. I truly know you are real. The spark of life is in your eyes. I truly know you are real. We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree. A new day will dawn if we just have the will. I believe thou shalt not kill.
I know you're real, I know you're real. Treasure I shall not steal. I know you're real, I know you're real. I understand that you're real.
So, there's a tear when I listen to that sort of thing. The essence of now it's time to be kind, and we are drops in the same endless sea, thinking about, you know, what that kind of means. And with it, I get emotional around animals and things because I'm not sure we value animals as we ought to. This song does, and Michael knows how to hit my strings, frankly.
Well, I'm blown away. I got to tell you something, Doug. In all the years I've known you and all the years I've broadcast with you, I'm trying to keep silent just listening to you. It's like music, hearing the emotion seeping up through your words. I'll tell you, folks, this man is not an actor. it's very touching to hear you so moved. I can't tell you how moved I am that something that I'm involved in creating has touched you that way.
Victoria has the same sort of sense about animal life. One of the things that sort of galvanizes our relationship on the air and off the air are her thoughts about animals, the animal kingdom. She's very active in saving dogs. She's very active in Puerto Rico, as a matter of fact, in a group that saves the lives of dogs. And it's an important thing to understand for all of us, I think, anyway, because I've grown up on the farm and around animals all my life. And, we tend to brush aside the importance of these beings because many people have been telling us for years that we're at the top of the food chain,
right,
and that the animals are there to serve us. And that's not the way it is for me, anyway. So,
I'm curious as to Victoria's reaction to it. If she didn't like it, I hope that she doesn't react. But it's always dangerous to ask people, you know, how's your meal? You know? Do you like what? How's what do you think of what I just did?
Well, beyond animals, Doug and I share a lot of. We're very simpatico when it comes to spirituality and spiritual thoughts and things like that. So yeah, the whole message and sentiment is definitely resonates with me the way that it does with Doug too. That's Doug's just a little more of a mush, and so he'd cry.
I'm marveling at the mush level of Doug, and
he literally cries at Puff the Magic Dragon. So. Yeah.
All right, so I shouldn't get too
excited. Don't
full
get
of
too
myself.
Excited.
No, that's not true. I think the best part of it is our relationship and how proud I am of you in terms of the story. And I guess that we only have a minute or so left. How did you happen to come up? I don't think I've asked you this before, whether off the air or on the air. Where did this come from?
It came from my thoughts and my feelings.
Yeah, but when the time when it came to you, was there something special going on, or is this a conflict?
Yeah, yes. Steve Goldrich, who is one of the original members of Gun Hill Road, along with Glenn Leopold and Paul Reich and our new member, Brian Coonan, we're a five-man band now, we were putting together a little jingle for an animal show that I was working on in our little laboratory, a show about animal welfare, and it wound up becoming this song. So that's how it started. Cool. I want to give an important plug. If people want to see the video, you can go directly to it on YouTube at www.iknowyouarereal.com. iknowyouarereal.com. And it's the full words, no funny words. iknowyouarereal.com. And if you're interested in Gun Hill Road, which I hope you are, it's a fabulous, fabulous ensemble, gunhillroadmusic.com.
Yeah, and when you watch the video, you may see somebody you know.
Oh, yes, Doug is in the video, folks, with his cows. And when we made the video, we had to get Doug in, because Doug is such a marvelous person in terms of his relationship with animals per agriculture and, of course, human animals through radio.
And there you go. Michael Harrison from Gun Hill Road here on the DJB Show. Great job. 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower. Built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
I get confused sometimes. Victoria will say, well, that's an understatement. The idea of themes for the various Superman movies. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with Movie Moments on the DJB program. So this is from one of the Superman movies, but it's not the main theme from the rebooted Superman movies. Am I right in that, all of that, Chucker?
Yeah, we're on the air for 2 seconds, and you're confusing the heck out of me. No.
not difficult to do.
John Williams did the original score for Richard Donner's Superman. That was Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
John Zimmer did the score for the Man of Steel, which is the Man of Steel Superman movies that Henry Cavill is in. Well, he only did actually one standalone Superman movie, Henry Cavill, who turns 38 years of age today. And then he did Batman vs. Superman, and he did Justice League. So he only appeared as Superman actually 3 times. Having said that,
he's only 38.
I like him.
He's only 30. Henry Cavill is, really?
I believe he was 20 when he did Man of Steel. So he appears he continues to do push-ups, so he's in pretty decent shape.
Well, but he was the bad guy in the last Mission Impossible.
And he was good.
He was a good bad guy, and he looked to me older than somebody in their mid-30s, frankly.
Really?
That's
insulting to Henry Cavill, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, so Chucker, is he going to be back in the cape?
Yeah. I don't know. There's always speculation says no, and then some people say, yeah, he'll come back. I don't know the answer to that question. I know J.J. Abrams, who rebooted the Star Trek franchise and did 2 Star Wars movies, directed, and he was responsible for the great TV show Lost. He's going to direct a new Superman movie. Whether Henry Cavill will be back has not been officially announced. I say, at best, it's 50-50.
Hmm.
I thought he's really good.
Why?
The difference
is,
right.
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, there's some rumors that he refused to do a cameo in the Shazam movie in the studio. Was not happy that he made that choice. So, you know, sometimes that's the way they play. They play hardball with some of these actors. The difference between his Superman, though, and Christopher Reeve, who's the definitive Superman, is as Clark Kent, Christopher Reeve played that character
like a
bumbling idiot. Yeah. And it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. It also fit into the times better, I think, in the 1970s and early 80s, Superman's got a little darker in his incarnation.
How so? Why would you say that?
Reeves Superman was completely 100% pure. He played that role as a completely pure person. And
you can't even imagine him having sex with Lois Lane. He's so pure.
Exactly.
Henry Cavill is a sex bomb.
What a visualization that is.
Victoria said it perfectly. Yeah. I got one other thing. This day in history, 1962, West Side Story soundtrack went to the number one on the top of the charts and stayed there for 54 straight weeks, 20 weeks longer than any other soundtrack in the history of movies and music. I think that's pretty impressive, 54 weeks number one. The only thing I would say was comparable would probably be the Bee Gees' Staying Alive album soundtrack from Saturday Night Fever. That resonated pretty well also in the 70s.
All right. Did you see that Disney is going to start selling the Star Wars lightsabers? Anything for a buck.
For a buck.
Yeah, this looks
How many are you going to buy? How many are you going
to
buy?
I would like to buy one. Maybe I buy one for me and one for my son. My son likes all things Star Wars.
And that also keeps the father and the son. That's very in keeping with the theme of Star Wars. Yeah. So
right. Then I'll get one for Miles, too, then. I'll have to get one. But how would you? Yeah. Where do we get these things?
They're not for sale yet, but the rumor is that they will be coming to market next year.
All right. So let me know so that I can make sure I'm first.
I will let you know.
First kid on my block to have one of these new lightsabers from Star Wars. All right, Chucker, as usual, a fabulous presentation. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on the DJB program.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.